socks. Sweet.
Finally, Brett, the mystery of the missing socks has been complete.
It's like a Scooby-Doo episode.
Is this on right now?
Yes.
Jeez. No, it's not.
It is. We are live.
All right, you guys. So, it's the first week back from our summer series. Oh my god, what a brutal month.
What an exhausting month. That was so exhausting.
We embarrassingly lost every game we played.
I'm so glad to be done with that.
I'm glad to be back with just you guys.
Back in the studio to relax in the comfortable podcast chairs. That's all I ever wanted.
Back to the regular table. Everything's all right.
Everything's exactly the same.
Mm-hmm. Almost. Because today we're joined by two guests, one of whom might speak.
One and a half.
Yeah. My name's Sam, and this is my brother, Alex.
Hello.
Welcome, Alex. Yeah.
Yes, Alex.
The Ramblers are a big
fan. Excited to have you.
No, yeah, I've been wanting to have you on here for a long time, so it's exciting. You may not listen, but you will be a part of it tonight.
Nobody listens.
Video of you guys. Not making any baskets.
No. Yeah, there you go. Give us your review.
I got a couple. John got a couple.
No.
Sam got a couple.
Those were not captured on film. Disturbingly bad job. You guys trying to shoot baskets.
We did issue a warning beforehand on the video that we were both untrained and unathletic.
You know, I try to listen to these things and then it just goes on and on and on.
Well, at least you're more honest than Drew.
We're that good. We're that good. We need the 2 hours, baby. Mm-hmm. We need all of it.
This thing's going to be 2 hours?
Not
well,
a
we've got a lot to say. I've got a lot to say about this particular movie.
I've got nothing to say.
Our other guest, who may or may not be talking, is Kelly X, daughter of Trooper X from Golden Gate. But today we're here for a very special time. It may be the middle of summer, but for me, it's May Day, May 1st.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great.
I know. To you, a couple of chuckleheads, that wouldn't mean anything. But I know to Alex, that does mean something.
Yeah. Wait, have you guys seen Wicker Man?
I've seen the original one, and I don't necessarily. Was May Day like the big festival?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
That's what
happens. Yeah. Then I don't necessarily remember any quotes that got dropped there, and barely remember that was part of it. But I just remember that I fucking loved it. Like just all the songs and how dark it was, and like just the general feel of like everybody's in on it, you know.
Yeah, Kelly, do you know anything about the movie Wicker Man from 1973?
No, I wasn't even born yet.
None of us were,
but we've all seen Wicker Man.
I have not.
Wicker Man is a Scottish musical. That's a horror movie about this police detective going to a small island to investigate a missing girl, and then he ends up getting mixed up in this whole weird conspiracy and gets burned alive to honor their crops.
Mm-hmm. Am I the only one here that has seen Wicker Man Part 2?
Yeah, you are.
You're the only person in the state who's seen Wicker Man Part 2.
Probably. It was random that it was on Encore.
So wait, am I the only one who's seen the Wicker Man remake?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, well. Well.
Yeah, I was wondering if you had or not.
Oh.
What'd you think of it?
I'm sorry to tease you.
Hold on a second.
Answer.
I want to hear Alex's review of The Wicker Tree.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The Wicker Tree was the sequel, like 40 years later. It was directed by the guy who wrote the original one, or directed the original one, or something.
Yeah,
I should know that.
The same guy.
Yeah. Robin Hardy.
Yeah. It was awful.
And,
awfully entertaining?
No, it wasn't entertaining. It took me 5 different times to watch it.
Really? Okay, yeah.
You actually finished it?
That sounds like me trying to watch Tron.
It wasn't like me starting over, ever. I would always be like, alright, 3 weeks later, there's nothing on TV, and it was like a Tuesday afternoon. I'd be like, well, I'll watch a few.
I've done that with some movies, watching like 5 parts because it's just so painful to get through. Like Baby's Day Out being one of those.
Oh, I saw that all in one viewing.
Well,
yeah, Baby's Day Out.
I like your determination to see Baby's Day Out, though.
Still haven't finished it.
It's because it's written by John Hughes, though, right?
That's the only reason.
Yeah, no,
I was blown away
when you told me that.
Literally blown away.
Yeah, no, all you saw was a cloud of smoke that resembled my body, and then it just fizzled away.
Yeah, I think my favorite thing about the remake is I can't
the
wait to see...
The remake of Baby's Day Out?
The remake of Baby's Day Out, yeah, with Justin Bieber.
Baby.
Yeah. I can't wait to see 65-year-old Britt Eklund dancing around and doing her floppy
tits. She's like 30 in this.
No, in the remake.
Oh, the remake, yeah.
In the remake, yeah.
What?
No, she's... That's one of my favorite nude scenes, like Britt Eklund.
It's abominable.
Is it?
Yeah,
it
is. Yeah.
Well, you guys totally
ruined
her.
For the back of her, obviously.
Well, oh well.
She was pregnant at the time.
Well, fuck that. Fuck being pregnant.
Was she?
Mm-hmm. But only like a couple months. But that's why.
Gone?
That was that too. I mean, yeah, she's a horrible dancer. And oh, we're not even gonna see that though. Yeah, that's too bad. I wish we were watching the original one.
A different movie.
Yeah, this sucks. This movie's gonna be terrible.
No, I'm gonna go ahead and admit that I'm looking forward to this movie. I'm really excited, actually.
I wish we didn't have to watch a movie, Brett.
Really? Like,
yeah, I honestly and sincerely wish we did not have to watch a movie tonight.
Yeah, like, I can feel that. I'm just exhausted, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, John, no matter what, we're giving it our A game. Yeah, this is our first week back, man.
It is our first week back, and we're bringing a lot to the table. We're going to delve into Nicolas Cage a little bit. We're also going to delve into, during the month we were doing the summer games, Amanda Bynes was up to a lot. And I mean a lot.
John's been tracking Amanda Bynes' life through her Twitter account
in
the last several episodes.
And Brett created a segment for it.
I feel like I really helped encourage this segment. Like I remember I was just like, yeah, let's fucking do it. Amanda Bynes.
And then you walked out, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I can't wait to talk about all the stuff that's happening. Are you aware, Alex, of all the crazy shit that is going on in her life right now? Like,
yeah, you know what happened to her after that's or all that?
The last 2 years.
That's all.
She got arrested.
She's the man.
She threw a bong out the window. She's gone crazy. She's gotten plastic surgery. She's her Twitter account, she's always tweeting at people. And like
she tweeted
it all got started with a tweet to Drake.
Yeah, she tweeted at Drake, the Grammy winning artist
from
Degrassi, Next Generation, yeah. Wheels or whatever his name is. She tweeted at him and said, "I want Drake to murder my vagina."
Yeah. And it's just gone up from there. Anyway, we'll delve into that.
There was a character named Wheels in the original Degrassi, and threw me off. I was like, it was Wheels or Wheeler, and I'm pretty sure it was Wheels. That's weird. He was in the band with Snake. They're called the Zit Remedy.
I've never seen an episode of the original Degrassi.
The original Degrassi is rad, dude.
That's what I hear. I mean, I'd like to watch it.
No, it's really cool. Like, it's just like really 80s.
Back to the podcast.
Well, I'm excited to watch it.
I've only seen.
Not really, though. I don't feel like watching something destroy one of my favorite movies ever.
I mean, it was during that time of just putting out a lot of remakes to horror movies where it was just like every random-ass movie ever was being remade. And you and I liked Wicker Man for a while before that, and it was pretty depressing that this came out and this is how everyone pictured Wicker Man.
I remember how pissed off I was when they did music in Hostel from Wicker Man.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I like Hostel as well.
I don't.
I like Hostel, and I thought when I heard that they had moved music from Wicker Man, I thought it was cool.
Thing as Wicker Man, being by yourself, being controlled the whole time. Completely rip off Wicker Man, and then he thinks it's like an homage to put the music in.
I mean, that's the Quentin Tarantino style of homaging things, completely ripping them off and then taking the music. And I guess that one was produced by Quentin Tarantino, so it kind of makes sense.
Well,
but I remember just being pissed off about that.
Yeah, it might have been Tarantino's call. Like, how would that sound if
Here's
she was...
the thing. I think you should take the song that Britticlin's body double dances around to and put it in there, alright? That was from the DVD commentary of Tarantino talking about.
Have you guys heard of Trickster, if T's having a good 4th, and if he held his holidays
for? Yeah, it is the day before the 4th.
Yeah,
if that means anything.
I'm dragged into the studio.
Well, I'm actually still recovering from a recent injury. You see, I was out...
jousting again?
I was out in New York City walking my dog.
This is the Trickster from...
1994's Brain Scan.
He's our band leader on the show.
Yes.
And sometimes floor manager.
Yes. Oh, there's nothing I don't do.
Except for being successful horror movies.
That's neither here nor there.
What was your injury? What was your
but no,
injury?
Yeah, please get to the jokes. We can leave this segment behind.
Yes, I was walking my dog and a bong hit me in the head. I've been recovering in bed. I've been
driving. Like Amanda Bynes.
So wait, were you the ones that took Amanda Bynes' bong? Was it you? Did you take it?
You better believe I kept it. I was just walking old poodles around and.
what kind of dog is your dog? Is it a poodle?
No, it's a Cerebus.
Well, T, I'm glad you're back with us. Again, you haven't been around for a while. You skipped down the summer games in favor of other guests.
Thanks. That's why I haven't been around.
I am actually a big Nicolas Cage fan. This is not a good movie to showcase Nicolas Cage's talent, so he's, like, so over the top.
I mean, he's insane.
We gotta get into why you're a Nicolas Cage fan.
Yeah, sure.
I'm looking forward to
maybe
this
after,
Nicolas Cage
I mean,
shit.
Once we watch the movie, but he has done nothing but... Horrible, horrible movies.
I want to talk about Nicolas Cage a lot, because, I don't know.
Yeah, like this movie gets, like, a lot of play on YouTube, and,
That's the thing. I've seen, like, minutes of it.
Yeah.
I was looking up it on IMDb this afternoon, and the rating they gave it was probably the worst I've ever seen.
And I'll give you like
reviews
10.
Were like,
I'm gonna love it. Then it's gonna be right up my alley. Like,
is it really as bad as what you know people say on this thing?
Alex, I'm gonna give you like 10 great Nicolas Cage performances.
Well, don't do it.
And I'll give you 20 horrible performances.
Oh, no, that's the thing about Nicolas Cage. But the good ones are out there.
No, Nicolas Cage goes with the movie. Like, he acts over the top when he feels like it needs to be over the top, and I think it's totally a style for him, and he totally does it on purpose. I don't think he's a bad actor at all. Like,
one
he purposely.
Good movie he's ever done.
What's that?
And I'll tell you.
After. Okay. Ooh. We'll keep our viewers
titillated. I could give you like 12 that I just love so much. Wild at Heart, Adaptation, Raising Arizona. But
yeah,
don't even. Con Air, no. He's not even. I love him as Cameron Poe in Con Air.
Well, let's watch this piece of shit movie, and then we can talk about it, and we can talk about whether you love Nicolas Cage or hate him. We'll talk about
Neil Blankenship. Was he directed this movie?
Oh, I don't know.
You looking for
him? Neil Blankenship is a real name?
It's somebody. I don't think it's this guy's name, though. I think it's the guy that made District 9 or something. I would like to know this guy's name. I've been meaning to look it up all day.
What do you guys think of District 9?
I've never seen it.
Not for the podcast.
I haven't seen it. Neil LaBute is the director, and one weird twist with this movie is that he's made a bunch of like really misogynistic movies, like In the Company of Men and stuff.
I don't know.
It was like one when he was kind of like first coming out, and everyone was like respecting him and stuff, and they were like, oh, that's you know like a good way to show how misogynistic men are. But he's never really changed it, and all of his movies ever have just been like super anti-woman. That this one fits like it's weird that he made The Wicker Man into that. Basically.
Well, yeah, like one of the only scenes I've seen, like he like punches out some broad.
Yeah, he punches a lot of women in this movie, from what I understand. So,
all right.
Sam, you're gonna back me up on all these Nicolas Cage movies, aren't you?
Certainly. Well, not all of them. I'm definitely not gonna commit to everything.
I won't put down Ghost Rider then.
I hate that movie. All right, well let's take it for a spin.
Yeah, let's take it for a spin.
Let's take it for a spin.
All right, let's take it for a spin.
Yeah.
Come on in. Everybody, welcome to the show. It's about to begin. We're talking movie shorts and shows and much more with all our friends. With the dizzy fucking ramblers, now it's time for the show to commence.
Well, the Wicker Man remake, that was pretty fucking bad.
Yeah, I think the Ramblers could give that one a shame.
I think everyone deserves that for that movie.
Yeah, everyone's really bad in that. Nicolas Cage is terrible. Everyone's terrible. Like,
that's a really bad movie.
You know what? James Franco is bad in that movie.
Guess who is in the Wicker Man?
I had no idea James Franco was in the movie.
Me neither. 6 months later, 6 months later, after the bulk of the story pops up, two guys in a bar, none other than Jason Ritter and James Franco. 2006. I don't know why they're in it during that time period.
Maybe he was in another movie by the director, but I don't know.
The director who directed nothing else?
No, he directed a bunch of other
things. What else? I thought you said he only directed like one other thing.
No, I was just saying the only other big movie I know that he directed was Lakeview Terrace or whatever that movie's called.
Oh, shoot me in the... Oh, wait, Lakeview Terrace? The Samuel Jackson movie? I love that movie.
Pretty sure he directed
it. I saw that in theaters. That shit's awesome. Alex, what did you think about the remake? Did it...
Lakeview Terrace is an awful movie.
Was it... Really? No, it's...
That's with Julian Moore.
No. It's Samuel Jackson, then some dude, and then like some black chick. And he's like a racist cop, and he like antagonizes
them. Oh, yeah, no, that one like looked neat. Like,
it was awesome.
Wife's fault in that?
Yeah, no, that one looks
cool.
I mean,
she was like, we're gonna live here, we're gonna fucking make a family here, we're gonna pop out a couple of kids. And Samuel Jackson was all like, what'd you say to me? Waving guns around and shit. No, it's a good movie.
Is it better than the Wicker Man remake?
It's much better, the Wicker Man remake. You know, Nicolas Cage talked about doing a sequel to this recently. He said he wanted to do one and come back as a ghost, and it would be in Japan.
Oh, he did say that. I forgot about that, yeah.
Because, yeah, he the big spoiler alert, because why wouldn't it be? Spoiler alert.
Why would he call the Wicker Man?
Spoiler alert, Nicolas Cage dies in this movie, and
does he die? Yeah, I guess he died a lot longer of a death than the original... cut of it.
It's kind of a big build-up to it, and,
it's a big build-up to his allergies to bees, to everything that's going on, and then they just kind of cut out all the torture and everything, and he just gets loaded into the Wicker Man.
Yeah, part of what sucks about this movie is
I didn't think there was any build-up to this movie.
You know?
At no point do they ever even...
Well, I'm not saying it was effective.
Once, that there was some kind of, like, other thing they believed in. They never even talked about this whole other god and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not saying it was effective. I'm just saying it's like a long, drawn-out, boring... Nicolas Cage walking around, talking to women, punching women, doing nothing.
Well, what I always thought the movie would be like, I always thought it would be, like, I guess, really boring and
not
stupid.
Be.
Nah. But then I thought it would have like a 20-minute ending of just crazy stuff happening, and it seems like they just
crazy about that. Like I feel like everyone a part of it was just like, all right, let's just get this over with. Like Nicolas Cage and throughout the movie just seemed like he wanted to just get it over with.
Yeah,
the writers and director seemed to want to get it over with.
Yeah,
they had no story whatsoever that they had to add so many scenes of nothingness.
Yeah, whatever they
were just him walking. Yeah, so much.
I was just about to say, like, if you cut out every scene of him riding a bike, running or jogging or walking,
his clothes off and on.
Three times
in the movie we had to see.
Every door he opens. Like, you see every process of everything that character does.
We'd have a reasonable 1 hour and 30 minute movie. Mate, you could cut that baby down to 1 hour and 17.
I honestly think so. They waste so much time with
that. Maybe this was so bad that Nicolas Cage intentionally was just trying to self-sabotage it and just, like...
I mean, he's a producer on this movie.
I don't understand. I think he was in love with it, and I think,
Why was he so bad in it, then?
That's such a bad performance.
It's really bad.
I think it was just really poorly directed. What I'm guessing is because nobody seemed to like
know what was going on at all.
Like the way that terrible actress died, who is a teen star like a few
Lily
years
Sobieski.
Ago. Yeah, the way she like fell unconscious like two or three times. Like it looked like she like looked at the director like, okay, now what? Okay, and what now?
I wish everyone wanted it. Like, didn't want to be there. Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't have to be there.
And neither did the audience.
All those people
didn't have... Like, if they didn't care that much about it, they didn't have to do it. But they just seemed like they were forced into that whole thing.
Like, I felt I was forced into watching it for the last hour and 40 minutes.
And it was so rude of them to make it an hour and 40.
It was so rude of them to make it this movie, period. Yeah. Like,
no, absolutely.
Shame. Like I said, sacking me, bro.
Absolutely. Big rambler, shame. The audience can hear me shaming him right now.
No, I think this is really one of the worst horror remakes I've ever seen. Like, this is... I'd say I still hate Texas Chainsaw Massacre more.
What was horror about it, though? As you saw it go on, the first... I saw 45 minutes. There was... The two things that jumped out as scary was, one, he fell through the top of a barn ceiling. And there was hay underneath, and that was a... strange thing, and then he started rolling down a hill.
That's
because he rammed his bike into a beehive.
Those were two scary things that were supposed to be happening.
That was part of what
because he was clumsy. There was nothing anyone did.
If they tried to label this as a horror movie, you can't.
Well, I agree. That was part of what sucked about this. It was originally it was an R cut, and they decided to And they cut a bunch of it out to make it more, whatever, reachable for broader audiences or whatever the fuck.
As bland as possible.
Yeah, well, the two things I think we should talk about from this movie is, A, Nicolas Cage is the worst cop in the world. Like, of all the cop roles he's ever played, this is the dumbest cop.
He's a complete idiot.
He's so dumb.
I was almost watching, like, except not as funny... a Mr. Magoo walking around.
I
wish we'd spend the last hour and a half watching Leslie Nielsen tromping around going through glass shards.
I wish it was even funny enough to even like I can't believe this is happening.
It was torture watching
two or three times.
I really thought it was going to be a crazy movie based on the stuff I'd seen. That was really disappointing in that way.
I feel like Nicolas Cage getting burned alive inside the Wicker Man watching that movie, the Wicker Man remake, because it's just so painful. It was just stupid and lame.
Like,
you're just like, come on, credits.
I would like to know, like, if someone didn't know, like, did they only make this movie for people that had seen the movie before? Because they didn't explain anything that was going on. Then all of a sudden, there's a Wicker Man thing.
I mean, yeah, it was just like they were hitting on the things they had to hit.
They never mentioned anything about this.
Yeah,
I guess
who was the Wicker Man?
Didn't really say it, but you knew that something was coming in the original. And this one, you're just like, all right. So they're just gonna, you know, get this over with, let's push through, and then all of a sudden, there's just a wooden man, and they threw him inside. And
he's finding every reason to stay there.
Please don't do this. And that's what he was saying. Like, the end, when the Edward Woodward dies, and he's, like, praying to God, and, like, that's such a powerful thing in the original.
Mm.
This one, he's just saying, please don't do this. And he's just talking it like that, and his... so-called daughter is lighting it on fire.
His daughter never says a word.
Hey, Willow, don't. No, Willow, please. Come on, Willow, don't. And he's like, still stuttering.
And she just smiles.
He really doesn't care. Like, that's what I'm just saying. Like, he looked like he was forced into doing this, which he wasn't because he was a producer. But yeah. It just seemed like even the Willow girl, like, she didn't say a single word.
Everyone was terrible, and no one said any dialogue. No one said anything.
Yeah,
they were just mumbled.
So many people who just never said anything or, like, were just so quiet and
mm-hmm.
bland and terrible.
I forgot the second thing that I said we had to talk about was mm-hmm. movie. Nicolas Cage, dumbest cop ever. The second thing, B, Lily Sobieski. When are we going to... What happened to her?
I don't
want to
talk. I think there's too much talk of her, because we all knew her name. Like, fuck that. She's
terrible.
Yeah,
that's what I don't understand. Like, how is it that people are even aware of her? Because she's so terrible in everything, especially in this. She was the worst ever. I'm glad she disappeared, but yet is still somehow, like, around.
But how about, like, you know, you're following one character the whole time, just like the original.
Unfortunately.
Just like the original. But, like, Edward Woodward can, like, you know, push movies forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got, like, an actual
same
performance.
But, like...
But you were about to say you wish we'd been following Lily Sobieski the whole movie instead of Nicolas Cage?
Not that, though, but when, like... He runs into people.
Mm.
Like, in the original, he runs into the Gravemaster, and you have him stuck in your head the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
You run it, you see Christopher Lee's character maybe once or twice, and he's stuck with you the whole time. So when they're showing him, like, burning down, and, like, they're dancing, you're like, oh,
yeah.
This,
it's an entire village.
So crazy. These guys are so creepy. But when they're showing it in this, you're like, who is that character?
Yeah.
And even,
is
like,
another
that girl
bitch?
Who's from that... like all the stupid teen movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, she was in this? Like, and they're showing, like, a girl that they showed once.
Yeah,
and
you're
like,
oh
yeah.
No, she's in that too?
Yeah.
The biggest surprise was by far James Franco, though.
I mean, like,
that was a shock.
Like, it's really true. The original one.
Is that even worth, like, even mentioning? Like, after that whole thing?
I think it's worth mentioning.
How many reveals that don't pan out do they have to do?
I mean, literally nothing pans out besides for that. That was the only twist that I was surprised.
You know,
by.
I think the real twist is that Winona Ryder turned down a role in this movie.
What
role
did
her? I wonder, like, any of those
school
stupid
teacher?
Bitches. Maybe the Lily Sobieski one.
Remember when he came across another woman that was like, didn't I just see you?
Yeah.
Or you her twin or something like that? Mm-hmm.
That was going to be Winona Ryder.
They never showed.
Yeah, they never.
Yeah, like, what? They say nothing about
nothing
the twins.
Nothing leads anywhere. Like,
yeah, there's
all
twins,
setups for nothing.
Like, yeah,
yeah.
Oh, you know, this is the worst kind of movie for me.
So I take it you guys like this movie.
No, it's the worst kind of movie for
me.
Well, I'm going to
give
it's, because it's a frustrating movie.
Yeah,
it was.
Nothing about it is frustrating. Like, you know what's going on. It's obvious from the very fucking get-go, and you're supposed to be surprised with Nicolas Cage.
I mean, yeah, like, everything he does, every decision he makes is just to keep him on that island. Like, it's just to move that plot forward for no... Like, there's... Everything he does is so illogical except for just to keep the plot going.
Brett, I thought you were gung-ho about this. You're gonna love this movie.
No, I was! And, like, and that's that, and that's another reason it's just so frustrating, is because, like, I wanted to like it. Like, I saw those a couple scenes from the internet, and, like, it looked like it was, like, this is gonna be kind of wacky.
Mm-hmm.
And at the beginning of the movie, like, her, like, he keeps seeing his daughter get hit by a train, and, like,
that random girl,
yeah. So,
let's
talk about the beginning of the movie. The beginning of the movie is the weirdest beginning.
And that's what gave it potential for me. So, yeah.
He's driving around. We see him doing his daily routine of driving. I mean, that was one thing that gave me an idea. It was like, okay, we've just been watching shots of him driving now for the last, like, minute and a half. But then the scene starts, and this little girl tosses a doll out of a moving car, and he
pulls over like a badass.
And he gives it back to him, and the woman's like, I'm sorry about my daughter, and the daughter throws it again, and he's like, hey, it's all part of the job. And he goes and, like, picks it up and gives it to her again. And he's about to, and then this fucking truck comes out of nowhere. Except for, like, they completely blow that shot entirely, because it's showing them, like, in the wide shot with the truck about to go through it, and then it just cuts to Nicolas Cage. And it cuts back to the car at the exact second the truck's going through it, so it's not even like a jump or a scare.
The movie sucks, is what you're saying.
No, but then it's...
It was very bad. The editing...
Yeah, like, it softens the shock.
It really does. It's referenced 17 times later on in the movie.
He has flashes to it. Alex, I like what you said, that it would be a great drinking game if you drank every time did a shot that
but that's when
daughter
I, like,
got hit by a train.
Like, that was, like, when I actually...
It had, yeah, it could have actually...
By the end of it, was
by the, well, no one should ever do it. But if you were
but,
ever
going
to make a drinking game out of the way,
you could do that,
He's on a boat and sees the girl outside,
and
then all
train
of a sudden...
Oh, yeah, I think we got to talk about the pink elf in the room. The fact that he had a dream within a dream.
Oh, that was pretty fun. Like, I always loved
it. Damn!
I always love that in a movie. Like, so that was another wacky thing. There was moments like that. This movie had moments.
I think he had narcolepsy though, because he sat down
for like a minute, no time passes
yeah. whatsoever. Has a dream and then has another dream under it, and then no time passes.
He's like, okay,
it's still day. Yeah, daytime, nothing's happened.
Okay, let's get a fresh.
He slept holding himself up on those bars underwater. Remember, like he still thought
like everyone was okay. Like he was still more aggressive, but like he was still like he trusted so many fucking people.
Worst cop in the world. He trusted everyone, and everyone burned him alive. So let's get some.
He trusted the woman that screwed him over, but didn't really screw him over. It was just a bad breakup.
It was like the Seinfeld episode
when you kept on wondering why the guy in the fatigues was so pissed off.
Yeah, then
he was like, "I was seeing this girl." And then things kind of just cooled off. And that's exactly what they explained why they just broke up.
I thought it was supposed to imply that it was a setup, that like the
end. Yeah, it was a setup, but I mean, like, from his perspective, I mean, like, it looked like there was some sort of big backstory there.
But there wasn't. Yeah. They never said anything, and all it was is
this guy's such a loser. Like, this chick hooks up with him once, and then, like, he, like, is pining over
her. I wish he was a loser, though. They didn't even do that.
He's nothing. He's literally nothing. Like, he's the.
Yeah, we don't know that character at all.
Yeah. Oh, that's the thing. Like, in the first one, Edward Woodward's going around and, like, being nosy, and he has this character where he's, like, you know, he can just be so intrusive and stuff, and it makes sense because of who he is. In this one, like, Nicolas Cage is, like, a nosy asshole who's kind of just wandering around this island for no reason at all. Yeah. Not official police business. That's one thing, too. It's not official police business. He goes there on his own, out of state.
Yeah, you know what?
So he gets a letter.
I believe he wasn't even a cop. Like, he was just delusional.
Mm-hmm.
He got a letter from the cult, from the collective.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to get a.
He was shocked by that when they told him in the end. He was like, "What?"
He was shocked by everything that everyone told him because he never figured anything out. He was the dumbest cop in the world.
He didn't figure anything out. That's true.
He was shocked at literally everything that happened, even his dreams. He was shocked when he woke up and he was dreaming.
I just love his reaction to some things. Just like when he opens up that desk and a crow flies out, he's like, "What?" Like, there's so many awesome, terrible reactions.
There's a lot of Nicolas Cage things we have to talk about.
Yeah.
I want to get a breath of fresh air. I want to talk about good Nicolas Cage performances. But
I don't even want to think about good Nicolas Cage performances.
No, I want to. But before that, Alex, I have a very important question. What would be your choice between the Wicker Man remake and the Wicker Tree?
Wicker Tree's awesome. I didn't think it was awesome until I saw this. You could probably name any movie right now and be like, "Oh man, that's really good." You can go through your whole Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, okay, now's a good time to do this.
But like The Wicker Tree, not to give anything away, but there's at least this scene in it where you're just like, "Holy shit, that's some crazy, crazy shit."
Mm.
And in this movie, like bees stinging a guy's face, like even
and that's cut out.
In this movie,
we waited the whole movie.
Not cool excited. At all. But like the thing that happens in the Wicker Tree is
After you said that last
worth
time, I can't
watching.
I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna check it out. And Brett, me and you're gonna watch a crazy Nicolas Cage movie. We're gonna find some crazy Nicolas Cage movie to watch. We're gonna cut open a couple porcupines and, you know. Okay, here we go. Drive Angry.
You ever seen Drive Angry?
No.
I mean, that's ridiculous, Nicolas Cage, but it's really funny.
It's a really fun movie. And that's not a great testament to his acting, but because I'm going in reverse order. This is going present to older. So then we got Kick-Ass, which
Kick-Ass
is really great.
Kick-Ass kicks ass.
Nick Cage kicked ass in
Kick-Ass.
I can't wait to watch that with you, Sam. Okay, Bad Lieutenant, Porter Call New Orleans. Sam, I know you
agree
that...
That's a Werner Herzog movie.
Mm-hmm. And he's
like
a drug addled asshole. He's awesome. Grindhouse, I put down as the Fu Manchu.
That's such a cool appearance.
He was only on set for 15 minutes that day.
That's awesome.
And,
you know, like, good for him.
This movie that we just watched probably could have took less than 15 minutes.
Yeah,
like,
no, really.
The amount, like, you could tell, like, the same scenes were just being done over again, but just at different angles.
Like, knocking on houses.
And then he only goes to three separate houses, which looked like such stage things, because you only see doorways or, like, the side view, like in a soap opera.
Mm-hmm.
When a person comes up to, like, a house, you could just see it's just a wall. The same thing, like,
it was really,
the most simple, everybody wanted nothing to do with it and rushed through it. So
it really does seem like so little effort.
Frustrating is the best way to put it, Brett. Like, it was frustrating way to...
You know, and let's all think back to, like, when he could have fucking opened that bag. What the fuck?
Yeah, seriously.
Oh my gosh.
That is the worst thing of him being a cop. That really is one of the early examples of what a retard he is. Like, he gets on the island for 5 minutes, and he sees these guys holding this bag that's squirming like there's a small child in there trying to get out, and blood is leaking out of it.
Yes.
And he's like, "Your bag's leaking."
He's like, what does he say at first? Like, what, do you got a shark in there?
Yeah. The guys say nothing. Yeah. They don't answer him at all.
And he knows something's in there, kind of dying. Shrunk.
And, like, again, it's just no one caring. The writer was like, "Yeah, okay."
Some old biddy says,
"The editor who edited out whatever that was is like, probably not that important."
Yeah, I mean, the audience doesn't need to know what that was.
Take a peek, then. So she gives the audience like the pleasure of seeing what's in the bag, and
but
like,
we don't see it.
Yeah, like,
and maybe he doesn't either. We don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it looks like he opened the bag and then he just like got spooked or something because
it kicked around.
They laughed at him, and he's like, "I've been made a fool of. I must run away."
Yeah, really didn't make any sense.
Stupidest scene ever.
We weren't sure if it was supposed to make sense, if it was bad editing, like what was going on, like the whole movie.
I think it's the director who I really don't care that much.
I know.
I'm just thinking that he really thinks that's a gem. That like he's just like, "I'm not gonna say what's in the bag," and that way it could be like a monster or a child.
I don't know. I just think that everyone just nailed it in. Mm-hmm. And then once they saw the finished product, they were like, "Oh, good. Fuck it. I don't want to be a part of it." Like, no one wants to be a part of that.
Yeah. I mean, I really have to think that.
The only reason that movie's talked about is because it's such an internet meme, the thing with the bees, which isn't even in the theatrical cut of the movie.
I cannot believe that wasn't in the fucking movie. Like, with all the stupid shit we had to put up with, I was really just looking forward to seeing, like, everything around that whole bee thing.
We should have watched the reverse side of the disc, so the extended cut.
How stupid.
Anyway.
The Wicker Tree.
Yeah. I want to watch the Wicker Tree sometime. I
feel bad for people that are listening to this, because it's not like we even have, like, funny things to really say. It's just going to be us piling on.
Oh, we're going to be funny. Trust us.
It's going to get funny.
Trust us.
When talking about the movie, though, it's just a bummer to talk about.
Yeah, it is a bummer.
Trust us, Alex. Yeah. The trickster is going to be talking about Amanda Bynes later. That's going to be funny as hell. So we've got, speaking of funny as hell, Matchstick Men. I'm not a big fan of Ridley Scott, but Matchstick Men is a great movie.
I've heard it's really good. I've never seen it.
Keep in mind, these are great Nicolas Cage performances, great movies in general, except for one. There's only one on here I don't like the movie.
Family Man.
Keep Moving Down. Adaptation. Great movie.
From the director
of Being John Malkovich. I like Being John Malkovich a little better, but Adaptation's a great movie. Family Man.
Fuck that movie.
You know, I think it's a strong, dramatic leading role in that.
It's just like a good dad.
Let's move on.
Didn't what's his name direct that shitty ass director?
Brett
Ratner. Brett Ratner.
Yeah.
I hate that guy.
Let's move on to Bringing Out the Dead.
Let's keep on talking about Family Man for a second.
Martin Scorsese's Bringing Out the Dead.
You ever seen Bringing Out the Dead?
Oh, is that the one where he's an ambulance guy?
Yeah.
He's really good in that.
It's
late 90s. It's written by the same guy who wrote Taxi Driver. It's directed by Martin Scorsese, and it's him and John Goodman as ambulance drivers in New York, and it takes place in the early 90s.
And it's awesome.
It's very good.
It's a good movie. Yeah. Fucking great movie. Unlike Leaving Las Vegas, which I don't think is a very good movie, but I think Nicolas Cage is fucking awesome in that. He won an award for that, and he's the man. Yeah, he's the man in that. He's a great alcoholic and really pulls it off. Anyone seen that one?
I've never seen that.
I haven't. I have it actually. Like it's in one of my box sets.
Well, here's one you probably haven't seen: Red Rock West. But it's a lost gem in the early 90s. It's just a super fun movie. It's kind of like Dennis Hopper's in it, and it's just like a really great, like weird, almost kind of David Lynchian type at times. Like I don't know. Anyway. I started writing Honeymoon in Vegas, and then I scratched it out, and then I rewrote it, because I was like, all right, why not? Yeah, I think that's worth mentioning. I was ashamed at first.
The only movie that I said this year.
Really? Wow.
That was the only one.
That's interesting.
I can't believe you wouldn't include one that's not on John's list, Moonstruck, in that. He's great in Moonstruck. Oh my god, he's so good in
Moonstruck. I've never watched Moonstruck because I don't think I could stand Cher in that.
Nah,
movie.
Cher's good in that too. That's,
really?
Moonstruck's good.
Hey Sam, snap out of it.
Ew, you don't need to see. You know that line.
So Wild at Heart, of course. Speaking of David Lynch,
that's my favorite performance by Nicolas Cage as Wild at Heart. And it's not just because it's a David Lynch movie, it's because he's just like this crazy. I mean, that's just a good, crazy Nicolas Cage.
I forgot it was a David Lynch movie. Mm-hmm. I just really like the movie.
Looking at this list, he's so many different directors he's worked with.
The next one is actually my other favorite role.
The Coen brothers in Raising Arizona.
The Coen brothers and he did not get along.
Really?
Yeah. They wrote, you know, with their scripts, they write out everything exactly how they want it. They write out the punctuation exactly how the actors should say it, and Nicolas Cage wanted to just be all over the place.
Really?
They didn't have a good time making that together.
Well, you know we're going to get all kinds of letters in the Ramblers forum that I did include Valley Girl on this.
Oh, I was about to mention it.
You were
actually,
about to throw me in the trail tank and
he should get an honorable mention for playing the best 30-year-old at a high school in Valley Girl.
All right. Well, there you go. So there's some Nicolas Cage gems, Kelly.
Alex, do you know Nicolas Cage's story?
No.
Nicolas Cage, people probably look at on the outside are just like, what an asshole, like, what the fuck.
His name's not Nicolas Cage. Mm-hmm. It's Nicolas Coppola. He's Francis Ford Coppola's nephew.
Huh.
And that's why he's in the industry.
that's an interesting one.
And also, Nicolas Cage is a huge comic book collector. And basically what happened to him recently is he got into a little bit of financial debt because he trusted the wrong dude to handle his money or whatever. And so now, as of, 2000 and, what year was that I have? 2006, 2000?
Somewhere around there.
Around the time The Wicker Man came out, Nicolas Cage pretty much said he started doing every movie, he's offered. he's basically Gene Hackman in the 80s. Yeah. And he's just taking everything he does because he needs the money because he owes so much money. Like, somehow the guy screwed him over so badly. He had to sell all his houses. He had to sell, a lot of stuff. He's still, trying to catch up to, all this debt that he's incurred that wasn't even really his fault. And so that's why, in the last 2 or 3 years especially, Nicolas Cage would be in movies that sucked a lot of times, but they were always big theatrical releases. But the last 2 or 3 years, I started noticing there are some that pop up, and you're like, what the fuck is that? I never saw anything for that. One I saw on Netflix was, a standard, him as a detective or whatever on the cover. But it was just, one of those that I was,
a flashlight?
Yeah, something like that.
The Hardy Boys movie.
Yeah, and it was just, I've never heard of that. And if I haven't heard of it, then it did not get any press at all, or any publication, anything. So it's just it's too bad for him, because he seems like a decent guy. I really like him. You know, I've watched a lot of stuff with him, and I've seen him talk about stuff, and
he's a pretty weird guy.
He is a weird guy, but he seems
he
beat up
his wife, didn't he?
But she probably deserved it.
You know, I hate that's why he's doing all these movies, but I think it's, just neat that it's happening to this celebrity, and he's just, literally flooding, the world with Nicolas Cage movies.
Uh-huh.
And I do think that's it's cool, because there's gems in there,
not too many in the last few years, though.
Yeah, there will be another one, though. Mm-hmm. He's gonna be in another
he's
cool
gonna
movie.
Be Tokyo Dangerous?
Expendables 3. He's gonna be in Expendables 3, that'll get it. Expendables 3.
Oh, that's cool. Is he gonna be in that?
Probably.
Well, I hope he's not all lazy and fat and doing it and just bloating his way through.
Yeah, I can't see him putting any effort into that, really. That seems like the exact kind of thing he would phone in.
Yeah, but if he, I don't know. I don't see why he's gonna be in it, but I guess he's kind of an action movie.
Con Air, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, were you upset I didn't put Con Air on my list?
No, I don't think it
is. That movie sucks.
I liked Con Air, kinda.
The movie sucks.
He's not good at it, though. He's lame as that character.
I mean, they're all over the top. One of my favorite.
He's not over the top. He's just it's one of those roles where he's just kind of mumbling the whole time.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage got the name Cage from Luke Cage.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And Marvel black dude can't take him down because he's the man.
Was he a boxer?
He's always
the way
you're
punching.
Yeah, he's got there's all the comic book covers with him. He's always got the fist.
I know this guy.
What's his other name when he's?
Someone's getting shout outs at the studio right now.
Yeah.
Now, isn't he Power Man or something like that at some point?
Yeah, sometimes he's Power Man.
Oh, that's cool.
But Luke Cage.
Are you ready to go?
That's how he sounds. That's how he sounds.
Amen.
But yeah, that's why Nicolas Cage named himself. He named himself after that guy.
He named himself after Power Man 5000.
Which is cool, I think.
I think so.
Did he name his son Kal-El?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Poor kid.
That's awesome.
I've got a tattoo.
Maybe the worst.
I've got a tattoo that beats Kello.
I'm not gonna feel that. But
that's my choice. That's not this kid's choice.
I don't think he's a cool guy. I think he's just completely messed up.
Maybe.
So selfish.
He did like it when he went to Transylvania.
There's nothing cool. And I don't feel bad for him for having to do these movies. Mm. I don't feel bad for him for trusting the wrong person. He just has seemed throughout his career he's a very selfish person, and he just used his name for a lot of movies.
I mean,
he thought he was better than everything else, so he thought that he could just mail things in when there's actually, like, struggling actors that could have gotten roles, but nope, I'll just use my name, and then once I'm there, I don't care about it.
Well, that's an interesting theory, Alex.
I mean, I'll give you an example of Nicolas Cage being
that.
Selfish.
It looks like he could be doing that.
I can give you an example of Nicolas Cage being weird when he was in Transylvania filming something, Ghost Rider 2 or something like that. he insisted that he stay in the castle overnight by himself, and, like, it was, like, I don't know, just really weird.
But, he was with Lisa Marie Presley, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's just like, and he was only with her because it would be like being with Elvis pretty much.
Yeah,
like,
how much more, like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, what a sham.
But did he realize it, though?
Probably. They were only together for, like, what, less than a year?
Is that who his, like, son Kal-El was with?
Nah.
the kid has to grow up with that name just because.
Yeah, no, like, yeah.
Like, I don't know if you ever saw the movie, like, That's My Boy.
Yeah. Mm. Or,
but it's like Adam Sandler. And it's pretty much Adam Sandler shitting on Nicolas Cage like that because Adam Sandler never grew up. His character never grew up. This movie's a piece of shit anyways. Mm-hmm. But the one joke was that he was so immature that he named his son Han Solo. And he's like, that's the coolest name ever. And that's like a joke that's going on. That's the same thing that Nicolas Cage did to his son.
Yeah.
And it's so... I don't know. I will never like a Nicolas Cage movie. I'll never like him. I mean, it's just... He's not worth talking, like, being like, oh, man, he really made that movie.
He's really good at adaptation.
He's really good in all 15 of those things.
Yeah, but again, he has a smirk on his mouth the entire time in adaptation, being like, I am really good. Like, you can tell that, like, he thinks he's just doing this unbelievable job.
But he is really good. Nicolas Cage is the man.
No, he's not.
He's not so much the man as William Fichtner, but, you know, what do you think the Trickster would have to say about Nicolas Cage?
What do I think the Trickster would have to say about Nicolas Cage?
Yeah, bro, what do you think?
I have no idea what the Trickster would have to...
Well, don't ask him.
Say about Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, I want to get the Trickster back in the studio soon so that when we start the Amanda Plays segment, he'll be raring to go. I hear he's got some things to say about Amanda Bynes.
All right. Well,
I've been reading his Twitter account.
You were a fan of Amanda Bynes, weren't you?
I was.
Yeah, we're all fans of Amanda Bynes in childhood. And,
not me.
Well, it sounds like we might be heading into that segment. Is that right?
I guess that counts as a segue.
if bringing up non-organically counts as a segue.
The Dizzy Ramblers will return after these brief promotional messages.
So the Star Trek episode is going to be the three Ramblers, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Local dolt, Charlie Metz. And
what was that we called him the other day?
A beautiful ingenue. We're going to have acclaimed author Richard A. Lester there.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Sweet.
Both of them... but yeah, they're both Next Generation fans.
Mm-hmm.
Few of us don't give a shit.
Who can we bring in to spice things up?
Who's the captain on Next Generation?
Captain Jean-Luc Picard.
You know, everybody likes Picard,
who's
right?
Played by
Picard.
It's Patrick Stewart.
Who I danced with in Edinburgh in a country line dance at the film festival.
I hope so.
Sam,
everybody
loves Picard. Is that true?
Most everybody loves Picard, John, because you see, the other guest we're going to have on our Star Trek Next Generation is the greatest villain in all of the galaxy. He hates Khan. When it comes to Charlie and Richard, he's going to obliterate them. Richard O'Brien will be making his first appearance on the podcast, and he'll be bringing those clowns down. Calling out a couple bozo alerts on Charlie and Richard.
Uh-oh.
But anyway, that's enough of our shameless self-promotion.
Seamless,
shameless self-promotion.
No, that was pretty seamless for the Dizzy Ramblers.
Amanda, please. Amanda, please. John is looking for Amanda, please. Amanda, please. Amanda, please. Everybody's looking for Amanda, please.
I would have thought that the Trickster would do that song, because the Trickster usually does all of our songs, as you guys know. Yeah, but that one did not.
He phoned it in, just like Nicolas Cage.
Any reason why you might not have wanted to do that song? You just like seem to refuse to, T.
Oh, Amanda Bynes, huh? That bitch has been obsessed with me for years. Yes.
Are you the guy that got Amanda into weed and made her go off her fucking rails?
Oh, indeed I am. She just couldn't handle her shit, you see. Anyways, I was over at Electrocity last month, and she was wearing a crushed red velvet suit. Her hair was all red and teased out. And now she's getting plastic surgery done to look like me. It's embarrassing, I say.
Okay, yeah, T, I want to talk about this. A lot, okay, when we were doing the stupid June Summer Games month, a lot happened with Amanda Bynes. She, basically too much for me to even talk about, but I guess I should start out by saying she got a lot of surgery done, like the Trickster mentioned. She got surgery on her tits, reverted back to an A cup size. So there's something for you guys. But I think, okay, here's the tweet that is actually a double tweet, which I think pretty much sums up the whole surgery thing. I was born with a webbing in between my eyes. That was a birth defect that I had surgically removed. Exclamation point. I've never been more excited. Now I need a few more surgeries to shave the bridge down to correct the rest of my nose, so I can start the next chapter of my career. Music. Anyway, so now she's obsessed with getting surgery. I'm going to read just a bunch of her tweets real fast here. Some of these relate to Drake, some do not. Some of them relate to surgery, some do not. Then Trickster will get your opinion on it. By the way, do you like T or Trickster when you're in the studio? I can't remember. I haven't been here in so long. I can't remember what you like to go by.
Oh, whatever floats your boat, baby.
All right, well, I'll tell you what floats Amanda Bynes' boat. She says, I'm in love with someone else who I do not follow on Twitter, who is the most gorgeous man I know, but Drake comes in second. I just weighed myself, and I'm 114. Only 14 pounds closer to 100. I need to have surgery to look beautiful for the man I'm in love with, so I feel comfortable with the way I look when we get married. This is Amanda Bynes' real thoughts from her real Twitter. I want $1 million a year for illegally having my mind read and privacy stolen.
Wait, your mind what?
I wasn't prepared for that. I want $1 million a year for illegally having my mind read and privacy stolen.
That's incredible.
I don't know what that's about. Oh, I don't know what that's about.
People are reading her thoughts. What if they are?
It's
the same people who are trying to kill Randy Quaid, the Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. No, she's had a thing going back and forth where she's deleted some of her tweets. For whatever reason, every now and then she thinks Drake is ugly. And she talks about his ugly, downward, slanted, facing eyes. Yeah. And, like, it's deleted, so I can't read it. But sometimes she's in love with Drake, like when she says, Drake is the man of my dreams. I know I love Drake because if he got Parkinson's and got into some sort of accident and he looked different, he'd still be the only one I want.
The hell?
Here's a winner. A great person, Amanda Bynes, said, I love surgery. My life revolves around my nose jobs until my nose is finished, said Amanda Bynes. I'm only going to be in music videos from now on. I never want to be in movies again.
Ever.
She might as well say that. It doesn't matter if you feel sexy if you don't look sexy. PDA is the cutest thing ever, wink. And,
All right, John, I've had enough. Please, okay. only lob one more at me if you've got another... I can't...
Yeah, it's just something about... it's something else about the day that she admitted she had surgery to remove the webbing between her eyes. She said, I was just embarrassed.
What does that mean? The webbing between her eyes?
She had webbing between her eyes somehow.
Like, you know how, like, when, like, dogs sleep and, like, that film goes over your eyes?
What?
Their eyes...
Do you know what that is?
No, that's what I'm imagining it as. I like that. I think that's crazy.
You think she's, like, a crocodile? She has, like,
I think she was, like, born with, like, some sort of crocodile eyes.
Well, she must have, because she said, I was just embarrassed to share the fact that I had a birth defect. As soon as I had it removed, I couldn't wait to talk about it. It seems like she would never want... What's the point of getting it removed if, like, you're going to tell everyone that you had it? What? She successfully hid it for 25 years. No one knew anything about this. Like, what the fuck is webbing in between your eyes?
Just imagine how scary it would be to, like, be hooking up with her or something like that, and then, like, have her, like, eyes, like, just, I mean, like, something gloss over them. They'd be like, ah!
I think a plastic surgeon just convinced her she had something, then put her under and did nothing.
I don't
know. Yeah. Like,
she's so crazy. She's so apeshit crazy. Alex, did you know any of this was going on with her?
Yeah, I think it's all just made up, and she's doing this so for attention. People can... No.
That's what...
She's doing it to make everyone else look bad.
Well, she...
I believe in that she's saying these things and doing these things and then laughing in people's faces when they care about it.
She did say something along that lines to Drake Bell, the Nickelodeon star, was talking about. She was like, people have no idea that I totally know what I'm doing, and like, I'm totally laughing behind everyone's backs, and like, that goes with your theory.
Like, someone like when Charlie Sheen was acting weird, and he would be like, haha, I'm really doing this on purpose. And they're like, oh, that's still pretty lame.
He lost all of his teeth
you're
as well.
Still really trying hard.
I mean, I think
but
at first...
this girl is going to go all crazy and never give any notion of what she's doing is crazy and what she's... Yeah, I mean, not just to me. So that's maybe that's just my hope, but I feel like she's acting like this.
I don't know. It's like, some of it's so
when
crazy.
When someone just turns on a switch like that, like... When Joaquin Phoenix just completely goes off the deep end, when there's nothing going along the line at any point, being like, oh, this guy's crazy. Like, this, when's this guy gonna, like, you know, turn to a psychopath?
No, I know.
And he does. That's why I think it's the same exact thing. Like, it's just a huge hoax that people, and she's using things like Twitter and, like, that stuff. To her advantage. And
well, see,
it even bigger.
My theory is Amanda Bynes.
What were you saying? She got 17,000 retweets on one of those?
Yeah. What's actually happening now is Amanda Bynes is like, well, she's been out of the news for years, and now so all these things she's saying are getting like. The highest I saw was 17,000 retweets, and so a lot of them were all just like 3,000 to 6,000, which is still a lot. And that wasn't, she didn't have that many before, so all of a sudden people are paying attention, and she is getting a lot of attention. So who knows? Who knows what's going on?
Like,
my theory is
like
that
a going out kind of girl.
Yeah, you know, she wasn't
like,
at all.
She wasn't a party girl. She acted the whole time, like was always acting. She didn't come from like, you know, money. Where
she was a nice girl, you
know, which I mean, so along those lines. I don't know, maybe there's something that just slips a switch like that, but in my mind, I feel like she's doing this to just laugh.
That would definitely make sense,
but... Look at how all these people are making such a big deal about the little things I'm doing.
I mean, yeah, I fucking created a segment on it.
Doesn't her face look fucked up, though? Didn't she fuck up her face?
Yeah, that's something you should know. Amanda Bynes looks like a cat now. She completely destroyed her face. Like, she looks horrible now. She admitted to getting, like, before even all those tweets came out, she admitted to getting a nose job, like, months ago or whatever. And she obviously got, like, an eye job and a forehead job and a cheek job and just everything. She looks horrible.
But again, Joaquin Phoenix gained a bunch of weight, got a beard.
Yeah, but there's no coming back from this.
Like this.
There's no coming back from her face.
Makeup can do some crazy stuff.
She looks like Renee Zellweger now. Yeah, like, I don't know. My theory is that because she only likes to date black boyfriends now. She gets black boyfriends.
This is John's theory, Alex. You want to hear John's
theory? Yeah, this
theory
is my theory.
We don't put
one of her black boyfriends did some fucked up drug that rotted her brain, and I think, like, she's
smoking that black marijuana.
Yeah. There's a little, I don't know, there's a little crazy in her now. I think she's legitimately at least a little bit, like, off the deep end. Even if it's starting to be more of an exaggeration now, like, I don't know. Seems like she's doing a lot of risky stuff, like having cops come in your apartment and throwing a bong out your window.
I mean, that is one, like, that's a crazy thing. Like, the bong thing is so crazy that it does sound like...
But why would she claim sexual harassment? Yeah, she claimed one of the cops sexually harassed her.
Come from that?
Well, they opened an investigation about it, though, because she said, quote, he slapped my vagina.
But what was the investigation?
I don't know. It was on IMDb. The NYPD opened up an investigation into the cops who were involved that night or whatever.
I mean,
an internal affairs sexual harassment deal.
Here's what that investigation was. It was like, do you have any comments? We're looking into it. And that's that.
It's like in The Dark Knight when they're like, "Have you tracked down Batman yet?" And they're like, "We've almost got him." And it's just like Beethoven and the Bigfoot and stuff.
They're just like, everyone knows she's full of shit. She knows she's full of shit.
I mean, like, her statement for that was all on Twitter, and it was her, like, it was sounded like insane ramblings.
Yeah, I don't know. I
feel more like she went insane. Just because I feel like so many, like, celebrity girls like that just completely lose their minds because I don't know, some sort of crazy pressure that they have from the public, I guess.
But she didn't have any crazy pressure.
I mean, that's true.
You know, that's the thing. Just like how, I don't know, I mean, she wasn't Britney Spears in her prime when Britney Spears went off the deep end, or Miley Cyrus, when she's going off the deep end right now.
Mm.
She was a girl that was did a few acting, like, I don't think she did too many starring roles.
Not too many.
You know, she's the man is the only one I can think of.
Well, there, she had more than that, unfortunately.
But, like, it wasn't like there was any pressure on her.
Mm.
So, yeah, they weren't maybe. I mean, she could, you know, act crazy to try to get attention, or she could just be really just fucking people's heads.
Mm. I don't know.
Well, I mean, like, she, like after she disappeared from, like, Nickelodeon shows, like, she didn't get any recognition until, like, she announced that she was retiring from acting.
Yeah, that's
other than that, she was in a, you know, John Waters remake. That's neat. Like, she was in some things, I guess, and she could have kept doing it, and, like, I'm sure. But, like, I guess she, like, that was the only way people, like, actually talked about her.
That was the first time I'd heard about her, honestly, since, like, the Nickelodeon days, and I was like, oh, that's funny that she's doing that one. I didn't think she had a career anyway.
And then she's just like, oh, this works. And then, like, now it's just, like, escalating, and she keeps acting like a bratty little bitch.
Well, you know, I said a few weeks ago she got a record deal, and, I don't know, or yeah, whenever
it's,
it was.
It's working for her.
Yeah, I mean, that's how things work.
So, yeah, good for Amanda Bynes. Her career is really on the turnaround. And, yeah, good for her, I guess.
Do you think Johnny Ramone's happy in his little worm farm about how...
I'm sure Denzel is happy in his little worm farm.
About how good the Wicker Man remake was in
So, T, I noticed you were tweeting at Amanda Bynes a few weeks ago about her corrective eye surgery and her webbing in her eyes, and you thought she might be actually a long-lost relative of some sort, right?
Yes, I've often been finding myself asking if I might be born of some sort of reptilian or lizard amphibian race, and to hear that she has webbing between her eyes, I think maybe... she could be a cousin or something.
Well, for your sake, I certainly hope so. For her sake, I certainly hope not. That would be a tough pill to swallow, I think.
Tell you what, I hope she
is. She swallowed that pill. I don't think she has any problem with that.
I wonder what she does.
I hope she is my cousin.
What?
I don't know who that was.
The trickster only talks to his sexy voice when he's talking about incest.
We do need to take a commercial break, don't we?
Okay.
So, yeah, Brett, play us out like we're on late night with your Amanda Please.
Amanda Please, Amanda Please, everybody's looking for
Amanda Please. We'll be right back with more Nicolas Cage.
The Dizzy Ramblers will be right back after this word from our sponsors.
The Dizzy Ramblers are on iTunes, man?
Not only are they on iTunes, they're inside of iTunes. We're thrusting back and forth inside that baby right now.
How much are we charging for that shit? Like $2.99 type of deal?
That's what you'd expect.
The Dizzy Ramblers are completely ka-ching, $0.
Yeah, baby. Well, I'd like to talk about the time when Nicolas Cage didn't have any bullets in his gun throughout the entire movie. Even though we saw him check his gun,
it was just another thing that didn't make any sense about anything.
Like, that movie really doesn't work as a thriller in any way, or, like...
It doesn't work as
a movie. It doesn't work as a movie.
It should have been, like, a mystery for, like, the idiots. Like, mystery...
What's going on?
Mysteries for dummies. in case you can't just figure out, like, what's blatantly obvious. Watch The Wicker Man.
Like two categories that we talked about. One category was what I was trying to pick up on throughout the movie. It was like where there was just huge mistakes made by either a character or someone part of the movie, such as something like he's had a gun the whole time.
Yeah.
How could there not be bullets now?
Mm.
And, you know, and they've even showed us them checking it. And the other category is like the weird surprises, such as the end credits. Who, like, dedicated to...
Yeah, Johnny Ramone.
Out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
So there's, like, some weird surprises that I don't even know, like... You know, obviously, the James Franco out of nowhere.
And Aaron Eckhart in the beginning, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Aaron Eckhart pops up.
So these are some weird, weird surprises. But then, like, I don't know, it's just a very messed up movie. But those are the two things that I kept on picking up on. Like, trying to get through the movie, I'm like, man, that would never... Like, this would just not work whatsoever.
And it's so weird because you think if it's a movie nobody cares about, then why is James Franco there? Like, why did they like pull that string to get him there?
Yeah.
Like, why is it dedicated to Johnny Ramone? Why is this a movie that Nicolas Cage thought was worthy of like doing that? Like, What? Yeah, really. What?
I think
is
the
up?
Dedication for me, like, if we want to start with that, like, the surprise is definitely the Giant Ramon thing, and I think it's just
yeah, it was before he died,
ego.
And Nicolas Cage,
Nicolas Cage's ego being like. Me and Johnny were hanging out, and he told me he loved Wicker Man. I could do a remake of it, no problem.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
probably
like,
exactly
it's,
what happened.
Like, it seemed like just like a sully of the like the Ramon name more, you know? Like, I don't say more, but like just a sully of the Ramon name. I guess I would. It's just like it's spreading its shittiness.
Yeah,
like,
really. It wants to make other people get dirty from this movie. Really.
Yeah.
Like, if so many people thought the Wicker Man, the original, was so cool, like Aaron Eckhart and James Franco wanted to be in the movie, then why would they not even, like, promote it afterwards?
Yeah.
It was probably because this movie was so bad, and they didn't think it would be this bad. They didn't want anything to even do with it. Like, no one even mentions that these guys were in this movie ever.
Yeah,
So it's just, like, maybe they don't even want anything to do with it, but they wanted to be in it. Because they thought it was so cool, maybe, but...
I'm pretty sure Edward Woodward turned down a part, I think. I think I remember reading that. He was the star of the original one. And, I mean, they even try to, like, pay some sort of homage to him by having...
No, I think you're right.
His name was
Edward.
Woodward.
Yeah.
I mean, Edward. And then the Willow's last name is Woodward. Like, that's how they're gonna... Like, just a weird, like, weird surprise, like, that's another thing, the weird connections that they're trying to do to the old ones.
Yeah, as if they have any respect for it. Like, I can't imagine, like, I don't know, if Neil LaBute, like, loves the original Wicker Man, he definitely didn't show
it in this. If everyone that, like, were making these surprise cameos, Nicolas Cage, the director, everyone had such respect for this. Like, they kept on trying to add in, like, lines, like, their most famous lines, and they would just throw them into this movie, and it would make no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, they really are, like, nonsense.
Like, if everyone cared so much, then why didn't they show it at all in this movie? It didn't make any sense. Like, we're all for this, you know, let's pay homage, and then, this is what we shit out.
Yeah, what is this movie? That's what the real mystery is.
Not even shit out, but this is what we're turning over on, like, this is... Like,
who is this for? What is it
stuff.
Supposed to be? Like, the real
mystery
of the Wicker Man.
Who is this? Who really? Who is it for? Like, who? Like, fans of the Wicker Man won't enjoy it. Like, movie fans who people like you said people who haven't seen the Wicker Man. I wonder if people who haven't seen that movie would know what's even going on here.
I guarantee.
Like, I feel like the movie doesn't make any sense if you haven't.
Like,
seen
I think
the Wicker
he said like the director was like pretty misogynistic. Like, I mean, it's for the misogynists out there. It's just like for the women haters because like it makes me like just want to like. Scream bitch at like all the female characters in the movie. Like,
it really is like.
I'm glad when Nicolas Cage punches them all.
I am too.
Well, really, I was never offended by anything they were doing. It was just more boring bullshit.
No, Brett.
There's annoying bitches the entire time.
Brett, I'm a woman hater, and that movie was not for me. I did not enjoy it. I did like when he punched the women though.
Yeah, like, I don't know, like, it was just, like that frustrating movie.
It was a frustrating movie.
But, yeah, I just couldn't believe the weird, like, just the lines of the movie that they tried to reenact and, like, remake, and it's just, like, that has no relevance in what is going on right now.
It sucked.
And that's, like, it's weird, because, like, some of the times they do those lines, that was, like, the only time there was anything close to a plot. Like, you'd have to be paying attention to those lines and be like, oh, I guess that's what's happening here.
Like, when she's like, even like the line when he's like, oh, I thought I already gave you permission to search the grave. No, that never happened. Like, in the original, Christopher Lee kind of does that in the beginning and then gets into the whole thing.
I mean,
she never comes across of ever even acknowledging that he even wanted to dig up the grave because he never even says it. Like, Nicolas Cage doesn't say, I want to dig up this grave.
He announces every fucking plan he has. He announces every plan he has. He's like, I'm gonna go see if I can use that radio. And then the radio is all fucked up.
That's the other category that I wanted. Like, the real, real dumb things that were mistakes by Nicolas Cage, the actor, Nicolas Cage, the character. Like, there's some really things that you, like, it just almost seems like, not to blame it on the editor again, but, like, he's edited things out that I feel like would be in there that just so for the audience's sake would be like, oh, okay, that makes kind of sense. You know, this, all right, it's kind of a fluent movie.
Should have watched the extended cut.
Yeah, I wonder how different the extended cut is.
This is really, really tough to watch.
Yeah, it's very frustrating.
Yeah, we were all like miserable doing it, I think.
Well, could being a musical have saved it?
I think it would have helped it, certainly. I thought about that a couple times during there, and that's one of the best parts about the first one, is that it's a musical amongst all the really disturbing, dark stuff.
I mean, it would have been more enjoyable, more fun to watch, definitely.
It would have been
Shittily directed and, like, poorly acted, I think it still would have made it a little bit more entertaining.
Yeah, all the stuff Nicolas Cage has done, that's one thing I don't think he's done a musical, which is surprising, because, like, one thing I like about Nicolas Cage is how he has done a little bit of everything.
He sings in Wild at Heart, that's almost a musical. He has, like,
okay.
When you listen to the music in this, like, if you remember in the original, the music in the background, well, things are, there's not a lot of music in the background, first of all, because it is a musical. But when it is, it's, like, music that you've already heard, like, how real musicals do it. Like, that's what's going to play in the background. So you'll hear, Much Has Been Said, you know, that whole song about the
Landlord's daughter.
Like, that song's getting played throughout it. The music behind this was ominous tones, like you're watching, like, Law and Order or something.
Yeah. It's really disappointing, too, because it's done by Angelo Badalamenti, who did Twin Peaks and all the David Lynch movies. But he's done nothing but shit besides for those. Like, I don't understand why his career is so bad.
The music really made it, like, they were really, really trying to make something suspenseful. Like, like I said, the only two suspenseful things that they tried to do was him falling through a one-story barn, which was his fault. And then rolling around a field. That music's being played. Like, it's like, what are you doing?
It was pretty scary when you woke up from the dream twice.
No, but didn't even that go, it was just really awful, awful job. If they wanted to make it into a musical or even pay homage to the music that they made, they just slapped it in the face by it.
Yeah.
How much of a consideration was that, Sam? Do you know, like, if that was a possibility?
I feel like that was probably never part of the equation. I've never read anything about them even thinking about that, which, I mean, it's just all stupid.
They seemed like they wanted to pay so much homage to this, but they just...
They failed.
I don't know if they failed, but then they were like, all right, let's do this. And then, all right, never mind, turn back.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. It's like they started spinning their wheels, and then they just never got beyond that.
All right, let's go climb over this hill. Never mind.
Yeah.
All right, let's go fight for this. Let's not. They all kind of just blow a bunch of hot air out.
Yeah, like, it was so much fun watching the original, because I saw it kind of recently, so it was fresh on the mind. And I was just, like, so captivated with, like, the mystery and, like, this one because I saw the original, I knew generally what was up. But, like, even if it was new to me, I just would have been like, oh, I can see this coming from a mile away. They just kept saying what was up. And, like,
there was no mystery.
Strange movie to do things that way. Like I said, it's very simple. A guy walking, and just meeting these people that don't do anything. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, but just like, make snarky remarks.
Yeah, they're like, we're gonna fucking kill you. Yeah, being like, oh, she will be burnt. And he's like, what? And he's like, she was burnt. And he's like, oh, okay, that's quite a clue to lay down for us.
Well, I think what we can understand is that the Wicker Man simply does not work without Britt Eklund dancing naked.
Yeah, around. where's Lily Sobieski getting naked and dancing around?
I wish someone had. Well, before we all start getting into the final rambles, because I think that's what we're getting close to doing, I got this last segment. Movies Nicolas Cage was almost in. These movies he was in talks for, was cast in, or was being considered for, whatever.
I think I only know a few of these, so I'm pretty interested.
Thank God, I'm sure.
All right, well, everyone knows about Superman Lives, late 90s Superman. Yeah. He was almost Superman.
Yeah.
That's a pretty ridiculous one, but I can understand where they got that from, I guess. Lord of the Rings trilogy.
What? Who is he going to be in
he
that?
He was going to be Aragorn, Viggo Mortensen's role.
That's crazy. No, that'd be stupid. I
could see him in that.
That's
totally different.
Yeah, that'd be very surprising.
Really, I wouldn't have cared either way if he played that.
This one, of course, makes sense. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, Jim Carrey's role in that, of course, working with those guys.
Once again, Jim Carrey's
better. I could see that there.
Yeah.
Some of these are surprising to me as well. He was almost Neo in The Matrix.
I can see that.
He would have loved to play that. Watch me mind fuck everybody here.
Yeah, I don't know why he did
that. That's what he's saying in his head all the time while he's playing this role.
Instead of being homaged in, like, movies and shows all the time, it'd just be memed like that fucking, like, kick.
Man, he's... It's funny that he and Keanu Reeves were both up for that part just because they're both, like...
Yeah, I can't believe Keanu Reeves got it.
Yeah, it's in there.
Willy Wonka. He was considered to be one of the Willy Wonkas in the remake. That would have been a crazy role.
Really,
I would
watch that.
Yeah, no,
that
would have been...
But he probably would have made him dead anyways, but...
It would have at least been different than Johnny Depp.
I mean, honestly, that'd be one I would choose over Johnny Depp for that, yeah. Certainly.
Well, only because Tim Burton just going to soft toss Johnny Depp roles.
Yeah.
So, I think that would be the only reason why, oh man, I can't believe you picked somebody else to be a leading person
yeah,
in the movie.
It's fucking Nicolas
Cage. Nicolas
Cage,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have said anybody and be like, oh man, Ryan Reynolds is fucking Willy Wonka. It's like.
Okay, here are the fun ones we're getting to. Apparently, Jim Carrey tried to get him in Dumb and Dumber in Jeff Daniels' role. And Nicolas Cage did Leaving Las Vegas instead and got the Academy Award for that. So, good call
and
on his
Jeff
part,
Daniels
I guess.
Career is completely
and Jeff Daniels
right.
is dead. Jeff Daniels, who was in Speed with Keanu Reeves. Both of them are fucking twiddling their thumbs
the
on
the...
that. Yeah. Apparently, he was almost Mickey Rourke's part in The Wrestler.
Yeah, I haven't seen that
would have been really
like,
bad. That would have been so stupid.
Yeah, that would have gone right to like DVD.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe that.
Anyone.
Speaking of right to DVD, so we all know Joel Schumacher killed the Batman franchise, Batman and Robin. Well, when Batman and Robin was assumed to be a big hit, they had Batman Triumphant already in the works. Mm-hmm. So this would be the fifth movie. Scarecrow was going to be the bad guy. Nicolas Cage was in early talks to play Jonathan Crane the Scarecrow. Which, of course, if that had come out like, you know, 99 or whatever, that would have been prime. Nicolas Cage is the like super villain of that, following Schwarzenegger. Like, that would have been exactly what they
Yeah, that would make total sense.
I know, that would have been so perfect.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would have loved to see that.
I mean,
did you say that one was called Batman Lives?
Batman Triumphant.
Batman Triumphant.
Superman Lives.
Okay.
Batman Triumphant. I've read a lot about that potential fifth one. That would have been fun. I mean, just to see
it
how
been.
Who else was going
to Jack Nicholson was going to come back as a fear gas-induced hallucination of the Joker.
That's
and
silly.
Some versions of it have the Joker's daughter, who's Harley Quinn, in it. It's
sweet.
Pretty crazy.
Wait,
movie.
What? Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, I know.
It's like,
and Man-Bat is even in some drafts of it.
What about Bat-Mite?
Bat-Mite is yet to make an appearance, but I think that's where Christopher Nolan is wrong. He shouldn't do that fourth movie. Or just spin off Bat-Mite.
Nicolas Cage will play him in the Justice League movie.
All right, so you got the Masters of the Universe, T-Man, the Masters of the Universe. They're trying to do the remake. Skeletor, he almost played once. Just throwing that one out there.
Masters
right.
of the Universe?
Yeah.
When was that?
Not the original. In one of the remake drafts,
okay.
He was almost. Here's two of them that I'm going to end on. The Breakfast Club.
Oh, no.
Is he going to get John Bender?
Very close to playing John Bender.
Oh, no. That would have been so...
Believe it or not.
Oh, man.
And then this is something... who knows if this is true or not even, but he said it. So I wrote it down. It's a quote. I was almost Shrek. Apparently, he claims to almost have played Shrek.
What? No way.
Imagine what Shrek would Shrek look the same, do you think? Or would he be like...
Well,
yeah,
big
nose and a big, like, long face.
Did you know Shrek was actually, for the first, like, 4 years of planning, it was supposed to be Chris Farley?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Him, like, way before he died, they were in development with it being him.
Well, there you go.
It would have been great to have his voice, too, I think.
Mm.
Movies Nick Cage was almost dead. There we go. That's it. I'm out of here.
Nick Cage.
I do like him.
We'll do another Nick Cage podcast. I could talk volumes about him.
Well, yeah, I mean, we could do Drive Angry. That's for Brett. Have you ever seen that one?
No.
Oh man, that you would. Brett would like.
Have you
that
seen
one.
Bad Lieutenant? No, yeah.
I've seen the Harvey Keitel one.
Mm. Oh well, he's much better than Harvey Keitel. He's not. I mean, Harvey.
I
that's one of my favorite
it.
Performances of all time.
No, Harvey Keitel is like a god compared to Nick Cage.
No, we can do a lot of Nicolas Cage stuff. We start doing Nicolas Cage stuff every week if we want to. Nick Cage month we'll have.
Don't waste your time.
Like yeah,
talk about 1997.
I want to watch
Snake Eyes, 8mm, great time period for him. He could have been a Batman Triumphant during that time, but
if only Batman Triumphant worked.
That would have been something.
I wish that movie existed. Like I wish Batman Begins still came out, and in between Batman and Robin and Batman Begins, Batman Triumphant was
I mean,
out.
Yeah, there's no reason
and then there'd be another great Batman movie to watch,
well,
and just be like, well, it's
great.
Well, by great, I mean like actually enjoyable to put on like The Wicker Man. Like, no, I put on Batman and Robin. I'm like, man, that's fucking awful, but it's hilarious. I love watching that that movie. Wicker Man's so bad, it's so boring. I don't want to see him walk around. I want to see Batman walk around. And like every few minutes he'll walk in the room and Jonathan Crane, Nicolas Cage will be in there and be like, oh, this fear gas. Or whatever.
Like, aha, I caught you. And they'd be like, yeah, you did. And you'd be like...
And Batman will be like,
ah, I'm Batman!
Maybe we're going to catch you, though, huh?
Yeah.
I was walking into this movie knowing that I wouldn't like it. Mm. And...
You succeeded.
I mean, not even that, but I'm, like, disappointing. Like, when you watch...
You thought you would like
when
it
you
more
watch
than
a
you.
Remake of horror movies, like, they try to overdo it, overanalyze everything that happens... Give everything reason. Mm-hmm. Give it a harder, like, more disgusting killing. Stuff like that. Like, more violent. And I thought they were going to do that to
no,
a Superman movie that, you know, was such perfect horror. Such perfect, like, sex. Such perfect everything.
They took it to the opposite extreme.
You know? And then this was just, you know, I didn't think it was going to be like this. I didn't think it was going to be a man walking around a field. That we've seen feel like it was just laziness on every single person's part. I don't know.
I hate the cast and crew so much.
It was just like a grade school play that they were like, all right, everyone forgot their lines.
Yeah.
Everyone forgot how to do everything.
Yeah.
Let's pull this together.
Yeah.
For my my final ramble is
ding,
this.
Ding, ding.
Final ramble.
it really was a very blurry version of that, like a very blurry version of the original one. One that was just like a half understood version of what that movie was that didn't get anything right. Like something that tried to get like small details right, but just missed literally everything. And
I couldn't agree more.
I was saying earlier, like, I'm really glad I didn't. I was thinking about like buying this movie if I found it for cheap for this. I'm really glad I didn't do that because I don't want to watch this movie again. Like,
watch the end of me. I wouldn't have watched it anyways if it wasn't for this. But like, that was just because I thought it was just a bad horror remake. Mm.
But no, this is just a genuinely bad movie.
Yeah,
I want to put that out there for like people. Just watch the YouTube video, because that's a million times funnier, because it's everything coming all at once. Like, you see him punch those ladies one after another, and you see, like, all the bee stuff. Like, just watch that, because...
We're saving you the trouble. Don't watch this movie. Watch the YouTube clips. And we don't advocate watching YouTube clips.
Well, watch it on Dailymotion. Watch it on Blip TV. Watch it anywhere, except for in this feature film. For the love of God, don't give over your time to this.
I couldn't agree more.
Aaron Eckhart was on set for a day, and he wished he never knew Neil LaBute.
Wow.
That's my final ramble.
Well, my final ramble, you know, this movie sucked, and I am a Nicolas Cage fan. I'm always going to be a Nicolas Cage fan. He's a weird guy, but I think he's interesting. But the only good thing about this podcast was not Nicolas Cage. It was Alex Burr being in studio. I'm glad that you were in town. I'm glad you stopped by, and we got to do this stupid movie and stupid everything.
Hopefully next time...
I would love to do another movie and hopefully get me more emotional. Like, this seems like I'm... punching a dead person.
Yeah.
Punching a dead person in the balls.
I mean, I thought this would get you fired up, honestly.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was the worst
thing. I could get fired up in a lot of movies, but like, this is just something that was dead to begin with, and I can't believe that it was actually made.
I can't believe it wasn't straight to DVD or something.
I can't believe it went out in theaters.
Our goal was to get you angry, and we failed, so we gotta keep trying.
I want to do a Pee Wee with you. I think that'd be a really fun one that we'd all like actually enjoy and we'd have a lot to talk about and have it actually be like a fun.
Don't you
want to
do Pee Wee with everyone?
There's plenty of movies.
No, I want to do it with him and Drew.
Plenty of movies we could do.
Mm-hmm. I want to do it with Stephen King's It.
That'd be cool. But again, just don't go out and watch this movie.
Don't pay money for this. If you're gonna watch it, like just rip
it. Just don't watch it.
Just whatever you do, don't give anyone money for it. Just
yeah.
I just feel like it's a big sad face and like a lazy sad face.
Brett.
I mean, that's what it was. It's just him staring off like this at nothing.
Yeah, he zones out a lot.
Yeah.
Like, he zones out as much as I do, like watching it.
Whoa,
the mic just went limp.
The mic just went limp. Wow. Brett, you got a final ramble.
Yes, I do.
And you look eager to get to it.
I'm about as eager as I am to watch this movie again. this movie, first of all, it shouldn't have been made. But since they were doing it, and they were doing it with Nicolas Cage, like, it seems like it had potential, and it could be fun, and they blew it. Mm-hmm. Like, really, there's nothing cool about it. It's fun to laugh at on the internet when you see, like, a few segments, or a few minute segment of it. it, because that's really like there's a couple moments like that in the movie. Other than that, it's just him jogging around and just being an idiot. So yeah, don't watch it. Don't waste your time. Watch the, you know, the original twice.
Mm. Cool. Sounds like good to me.
Yeah, watch the original. Watch the, you know,
Wicker Tree
uncut version.
No, like, yeah, it is cool because Wicker Man for the original one, and like the two different versions of it are pretty different movies, and yeah. I think they're both really worth watching. They're both different and rewarding in different ways.
Go out if you want to see something like the Wicker Man. Go out and rent the Wicker Tree, or try to find it on Netflix. Or I mean, it's on demand. That's how I saw it.
Mm.
At least that you knew something was coming.
Mm.
This is the same way, but you could never guess what was going to come in that movie, and like it's legit. That's, I mean, that pays cool. homage to what The Wicker Man is, not this movie.
Hmm.
The Wicker Man.
Well, it's officially the 4th of July when we're recording this, and I'm ready to get out of here.
Yeah.
And out of the studio, and
you know, I did just think of a good ending for the Wicker Man, though. Like, I think they should have had that little bee helmet on him that was made out of like wicker and stuff, and then just like give him, you know, put him in like a suit of that size and like lit that on fire. That would have been cool. Like, it would, like, I wouldn't have seen
that. That would have been cool.
I wouldn't have seen that coming.
At least.
Yeah.
Why did they kill that guy in the airplane?
There's one thing, like, that's so weird. We didn't talk about Nicolas Cage in the bear costume.
Yeah.
He does. He does put on a full gigantic bear costume and
runs around.
Yeah, he runs up as everyone's watching and punches the lady in the face. But once again, like, if you watch that thing, that compilation online, which is probably, like, a minute long, that's literally, like, there's a minute of things that happen in this movie, and everything else is nothing. Like, yeah. it's pretty crazy. Except for the truck. There's a minute and 20 seconds that happen. Yeah. But everything else is nothing.
Alright.
Yeah. Well, travel in time for this Rambler.
Good night, John.
Good night, you guys.
That'd be travel in time.
Let's travel in time.
It's travel in time.
Sweet.
We have fun. Now we've come to the end, and we gotta get back on the run. No, we're always thinking of you as we ride into that settling sun. Yeah, the Rambler's got to travel, so goodbye to everyone. It's traveling time.
Luigi.